Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is the Wikipedia page of Godzilla, part 2 of 2. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe, because we're here with Godzilla. And if you don't subscribe, I'm sure he will step on you. All right, this is part 2 of Godzilla. You may have noticed that I read the opening in both episodes of Godzilla. That's not normally something we do, but we took a day between the readings and Rachel forgot. So
that's,
I got to
true.
Read one extra one. Yes.
Rachel,
nice.
Did forget.
A win for Victor Vanato KSN. All right. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Continuing from part 1, here we are. Godzilla. Roar. Godzilla has a distinctive disyllabic roar transcribed in several comics, a screeonk, which is created by composer Akira Ifukube, who produced the sound by rubbing a pine tar resin-coated glove along the string of a contrabass and then slowing down the playback. In the American version of Godzilla Raids Again, 1955, titled Gigantus the Fire Monster, 1959, Godzilla's roar was mostly substituted with that of the monster Anguirus, from The Return of Godzilla, 1984, to Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah. Godzilla was given a deeper and more threatening-sounding roar than in previous films, though this change was reverted from Godzilla vs. Mothra, 1992 onward. For the 2014 American film, sound editors Ethan Vanderen and Eric Adal refused to disclose the source of the sounds used for Godzilla's roar. Really, guys? Adal described the two syllables of the roar as representing two different emotional reactions, with the first expressing fury and the second conveying the character's soul.
That's deep.
It is, except they were like hiding how they made the roar. I mean, it's cool. I get it.
Yeah, but like, lame. Size. Godzilla's size is inconsistent, changing from film to film and even from scene to scene for the sake of artistic license. The miniature sets and costumes were typically built at a 1/25th to 1/50th scale and filmed at 240 frames per second to create the illusion of great size. In the original 1954 film, Godzilla was scaled to be 50 meters, 164 feet tall. This was done so Godzilla could just peer over the largest buildings in Tokyo at the time. In the 1956 American version, Godzilla is estimated to be 121.9 meters, 400 feet tall, because producer Joseph E. Levine felt that 50 meters did not sound powerful enough.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giant monsters need to be bigger. As the series progressed, Toho would rescale the character, eventually making Godzilla as tall as 100 meters, 328 feet. This was done so that it would not be dwarfed by the newer, bigger buildings in Tokyo's skyline, such as the 243 meter tall, 797 foot Tokyo Metropolitan Government Building, which Godzilla destroyed in the film Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah. 1991. Supplementary information such as character profiles would also depict Godzilla as weighing between 20,000 and 60,000 metric tons, 22,050 and 66,140 short tons.
In the American film Godzilla 2014 from Legendary Pictures, Godzilla was scaled to be 108.2 meters, 355 feet, and weighing 90,000 short tons, 81,650 metric tons. Making it the largest film version at that time. Director Gareth Edwards wanted Godzilla to be so big as to be seen from anywhere in the city, but not too big that he couldn't be obscured. For Shin Godzilla 2016, Godzilla was made even taller than the legendary version at 118.5 meters, 389 feet. In Godzilla Planet of the Monsters 2017, Godzilla's height was increased further still to 300 meters, 984 feet. In Godzilla King of the Monsters 2019 and Godzilla vs. Kong 2020, Godzilla's height was increased to 119.8 meters, 393 feet from the 2014 incarnation.
I think Godzilla should just be able to grow as big as he wants whenever he wants.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you grow as big as you want whenever you want.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. And goodness gracious, I'm back down to normal size. Well, back to reading. Special effects. Godzilla's appearance has traditionally been portrayed in the films by an actor wearing a latex costume, though the character has also been rendered in animatronic stop motion and computer-generated form. Taking inspiration from King Kong's special effects artist Eiji Tsuburaya had initially wanted Godzilla to be portrayed via stop motion, but prohibitive deadlines and a lack of experienced animators in Japan at the time made suitmation more practical. It's called suitmation, everybody, when someone wears a suit, apparently.
Suitmation. The first suit, weighing in excess of 100 kilograms, 220 pounds, consisted of a body cavity made of thin wires and bamboo wrapped in chicken wire for support and covered in fabric and cushions, which were then coated in latex. It was held together by small hooks on the back, though subsequent Godzilla suits incorporated a zipper. Prior to 1984, most Godzilla suits were made from scratch, thus resulting in slight design changes in each film appearance. The most notable changes from 1962 to 1975 were the reduction in Godzilla's number of toes and the removal of the character's external ears and prominent fangs, features which would all later be reincorporated in the Godzilla designs from The Return of Godzilla 1984 onward. The most consistent Godzilla design was maintained from Godzilla vs. Biollante 1989 to Godzilla vs. Destoroyah 1995, when the suit was given a cat-like face and double rows of teeth.
Several suit actors had difficulties in performing as Godzilla due to the suit's weight, lack of ventilation, and diminished visibility. Haro Nakajima, who portrayed Godzilla from 1954 to 1972, said the materials used to make the 1954 suit, rubber, plastic, cotton, and latex, were hard to find after World War II. The suit weighed 100 kilograms after its completion and required two men to help Nakajima put it on. When he first put it on, he sweated so heavily that his shirt was soaked within seconds. Kenpachiro Satsuma, in particular, who portrayed Godzilla from 1984 to 1995, described how the Godzilla suits he wore were even heavier and hotter than their predecessors because of the incorporation of animatronics. Satsuma himself suffered numerous medical issues during his tenure, including oxygen deprivation, near drowning, concussions, electric shocks, and lacerations to the legs from the suit's steel wire reinforcements wearing through the rubber padding. The ventilation problem was partially solved in the suit used in 1994's Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla, which was the first to include an air duct that allowed suit actors to last longer during performances. In The Return of Godzilla 1984, some scenes made use of a 16-foot-high robotic Godzilla dubbed the Cybot Godzilla for use in close-up shots of the creature's head. The Cybot Godzilla consisted of a hydraulically powered mechanical endoskeleton covered in urethane skin containing 3,000 computer-operated parts, which permitted it to tilt its head and move its lips and arms.
This sounds like child abuse.
No, it doesn't.
In Godzilla 1998, special effects artist Patrick Tadopoulos was instructed to redesign Godzilla as an incredibly fast runner. At one point, it was planned to use motion capture from a human to create the movements of the computer-generated Godzilla, but it was said to have ended up looking too much like a man in a suit. Tadopoulos subsequently reimagined the creature as a lean, digitigrade, bipedal, iguana-like creature that stood with its back and tail parallel to the ground, rendered via CGI. Several scenes had the monster portrayed by stuntmen in suits. The suits were similar to those used in the Toho films, with the actors' heads being located in the monster's neck region and the facial movements controlled via animatronics. However, because of the creature's horizontal posture, the stuntmen had to wear metal leg extenders, which allowed them to stand 2 meters, 6 feet off the ground, with their feet bent forward. The film's special effects crew also built a 1/6 scale animatronic Godzilla for close-up scenes, whose size outmatched that of Stan Winston's T-Rex in Jurassic Park. Kurt Carley performed the suitmation sequences for the adult Godzilla.
In Godzilla 2014, the character was portrayed entirely via CGI. Godzilla's design in the reboot was intended to stay true to that of the original series, though the film's special effects team strove to make the monster, quote, more dynamic than a guy in a big rubber suit. To create a CG version of Godzilla, the moving picture company, MPC, studied various animals such as bears, Komodo dragons, lizards, lions, and wolves, which helped the visual effects artists visualize Godzilla's body structure, like that of its underlying bone, fat, and muscle structure, as well as the thickness and texture of its scales. Motion capture was also used for some of Godzilla's movement. TJ Storm provided the performance capture for Godzilla by wearing sensors in front of a green screen. Storm reprised the role of Godzilla in Godzilla King of the Monsters, portraying the character through performance capture. In Shin Godzilla, a majority of the character was portrayed via CGI, with Mansai Nomura portraying Godzilla through motion capture.
Well, that's where we're going to end Godzilla.
It's too bad for everybody, because there's so much more to talk about with Godzilla. You should check out the page. Godzilla is an awesome creature who will decimate your city. Love you, buddy.
Love you, Godzilla, and love your Reptar.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Godzilla, part 2 of 2.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your gigantic Godzilla suit.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.